Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. We have a very special guest. We have TJ Leonard, and I'll tell you guys a little bit about TJ. TJ is a Swedish country singer and songwriter, and he got his first guitar from his grandfather when he was only 8 years old. He taught his grandchild to play Swedish folk music and evergreens. Soon, TJ was introduced to pop and blues through his cousin, who was a bit older and played in a famous Swedish pop band. At only 18, TJ became lead singer and guitar player in a dance band. So let's go ahead and welcome in TJ. Hi, TJ. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm good. You?
I am great. I am great. It's very cold here in Seattle today. I think it's maybe 20s, 30s. So it's pretty cold and icy, but it's sunny, so that's always nice for us.
Well, that's nice to hear. We have a cold as you over there. It should be a lot colder than it is right now, so it's a little bit different this year. We should
Absolutely.
Have at least 2.5-3 feet of snow right now, but right now it's only rain.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I'm ready for the snow, TJ. It seems like the weather just kind of came on suddenly, because here in Seattle, we actually had a beautiful summer. I mean, it was just picture perfect, really, really warm. The norm for us in the summers here is like 70s. So we were really blessed with sunshine every day, because, you know, Seattle has a reputation for being a little rainy.
That's what we know about it over here, yeah.
Right? So we're good. So I understand that you have a pretty big song coming out in December.
Excuse me, I didn't hear. A pretty big?
You have a song coming out next month, actually, in December?
Yeah, the album is coming out in December.
Wow.
Yeah. I released a single, is it 4 or 5 weeks ago now, I think. And it's doing pretty well on the charts. So it's been exciting. And the album is coming out. I will lay my final touch on it tomorrow, actually, and then send it all away to the label. So hopefully we'll see it in a couple of weeks on iTunes or Amazon or all those sites.
Oh, TJ, that's really awesome. And I know that Remember Those Times is your first single from this top 100, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. So it's exciting to be... this is my first album as a solo artist, so I had a band.
Oh,
before.
That's fantastic.
Now I'm standing on my own legs.
Are you? That must be really exciting.
It is. It is.
That's great. So you're over in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've played a lot of country festivals in Sweden and Denmark, is that right?
Yeah, with my band that I had before, Chestnut Band, we called it. And we played most of the festivals over here. A couple of ones in Denmark also, so that's nice. I haven't performed that way for the last 2 or 3 years now, because of we got a son and I have a day job and everything, so I don't have that much time to tour or perform. I'm longing back to that, so I can be on stage again. I do a couple of, in the summer, I do 2 or 3 or 4 gigs. That's it. So,
excellent.
Should be nice to have some more gigs than that. So we'll see what happens now when the album is coming out and see how everything's turning out.
That must be just so exciting. I know that in both 2012 and 2013, you guys were nominated in the Swedish Country Music Championships. Tell us about that. That must have been just like, wow, this is happening, and we're there. And that must have been really, really fun for you.
It's a great event, actually. We all the bands, and it's different categories. It's a true country, pop and rock country, and bluegrass and rockabilly. And all those bands gather in up in the mountains in the ski resort,
wow.
In at a big hotel there, and there's loads of people coming over to look at that, both from south of Sweden, but also the whole people from the area up there, because they travel miles and miles and miles just to come for, you know, a regular Saturday evening, because there's nothing up there except this hotel. So it's both country music audience and the regulars that's coming over. So it's
wow.
pretty big party.
That must be just a load of fun.
It is.
Excellent. Now, how is country music received over in Sweden?
It's getting better. Mm-hmm. We have an audience that mostly like older or more true country. I mix between true and more contemporary, but most of the audience mostly likes true country, because line dance and stuff like that is very big over here.
Is it really?
In Denmark and in Norway also, yeah. So, of course, when at a live gig, they want to listen to that kind of music so they can line dance to it. So if you're a little bit more rocky or pop country artist, it's not that easy to get gigs. It's easier if you're more of a true country. But we're getting there. More and more younger people are discovering country now. So hopefully in a couple of years we can play it in Swedish radio also.
Absolutely. I know, because country music is just huge over here, especially in the South, right? And
yeah.
Like in the Southwest, you know, Texas and that, really big that way. And it's not really too big in Seattle where I'm at.
Okay.
But there definitely are parts of the country where it's just, they you know, eat, sleep, and breathe country, and it's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I love it. I went to Nashville last year.
Oh,
and,
you did?
That was,
wow, nice.
Yeah. So that was a great great thing for me, coming over, and it was really inspiring, you know, to meet all those musicians and all the people there. And I played at a charity gig for they collect money for veterans
Oh, wow.
who doesn't that. Yeah, that are sick or don't have much money.
That
so,
was really nice.
Yeah, so that was a great thing to do. It's a very exciting city to be in.
It really is.
To go
I've
over.
Been there.
Yeah, sorry.
It's pure country. It's just really, really nice. And so you must have had a lot of people coming to see you guys.
Excuse me, we got a little I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, it must have been a really big venue for you.
It wasn't that big a venue, but it was okay. It was a nice place, and very good musicians, of course, and it was a fun thing to do.
Oh, that's fun. So who would be your, like, dream person to be up on stage with, TJ?
Yeah, I got that question in my last interview, and I didn't know what to answer. It's so many. Of course, you know, there's George Jones, and there's Merle Haggard, and now I discovered, or I haven't listened to him for a couple of years now, but Chris Stapleton, this new guy who won the, you know, best male artist and best newcomer and best album of the year on CMA Awards. You know him?
I don't.
Yeah, but he's such a great artist, and he is a great singer. So today I choose him, Chris Stapleton.
All right, I'll have to check him out. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, he is. He used to play in a band called.
Okay.
He used to play in a band called Steel Drivers before, more of a bluegrass setup, and he has this hoarse voice, high pitch. So he's a great singer. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to definitely check him out. That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what instruments do you play, TJ?
Mostly guitar. Doing a little bass. On some recordings, I play bass if it's not too difficult. And a little bit of mandolin. Electric guitar. And today, when you have a computer in front of you, you can cheat on most things. So,
right.
Those are the. I can play a little bit of drums and a little bit of everything, but mostly guitar, mandolin, and bass.
Excellent. And you write? Do you write all of your own music? Do you have any co-writers? And where do you get your inspiration? I always find it so amazing that people can just tune everything out and sit down and just write the most beautiful music.
Yeah, I write most songs I write by myself.
Wow.
I have written Remember Those Times, the latest mm-hmm. single I wrote together with a friend that I've known for over 20 years now, and he came up with an idea. He had a groove and some chords, and a little bit of the melody, and he sent that to me, and I wrote a lyric and remade the melody a little bit and changed the chords a little bit so it would fit better to the idea I got from that, and I wrote the lyrics to it. So that's one, and I've co-written some with my former drummer Jason Florida, but he lives here in Sweden now. He helped me with. Let's see, we have American Dream that's coming on the album. So two, maybe three songs on the album is co-written, but all the lyrics are all mine. So,
nice.
I mostly write, you know, stuff like happens in my life around me, and I mm-hmm. tweak the stories a little bit so I get more interesting to listen to. But much of it is you know, from my life or the life close to me.
Right, life experiences, and that really means a lot
yeah.
to people. And people can, it resonates with people, you know. We talk about that all the time. And if you're happy or sad or having a rough day and you just put on a really good tune, it's like, God, that just makes me feel so much better. And music really just does affect people in the most positive
yeah.
ways, you know.
It does. So, yeah.
Awesome. So do you ever get nervous when you get up there on stage, TJ?
Not anymore, actually. I don't know why, but when I was younger, I got nervous all the time because it was. I don't know why, but suddenly when I started to sing country music, I felt more like this is what I'm supposed to do, and I have confidence in what I do when I sing country music, so. I just get up there and do what I do, and it's my own songs, and it's different when you do a cover, for instance. It's you have the audience has know how that song should be played, but these are my songs, so I can do whatever I want, so nothing to be nervous about.
That is excellent, and I agree with what you said. You know, when you have the confidence and it's really truly your own, I think that just makes it so much easier to get out there and basically just do your thing and do it really well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. So what do you think of social media these days, especially being a musician and an artist?
It's a big thing today, of course. This probably wouldn't be possible for me to do without social media, having all that Atlantic between us, all that water. So, of course, it's a big part of what I'm doing now. I wouldn't get in contact with my manager and my record label without Facebook, or, you know, it would be impossible. So I think it's a pretty big deal today.
It really is, and I really truly believe that you can reach just so many more people with that avenue versus, you know, even 10 years ago, you know, 15 years ago, it was like knocking on doors and pounding the pavement and trying to get to the right person with the right phone number or the right address and, you know, sending tapes and doing this, and to be able to just get online and even just interact with your fans. And they know it's you saying, yeah, hey, thanks, man, for listening to my song, or, you know, thanks for showing up and enjoying my concert and enjoying my music. And then you can really just get such good feedback, right?
Yeah, and immediately.
You
get an immediate response for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really great. So most of the lyrics I sent over to a friend called Dee Haley. She lives in Alabama now, I think. Just to check everything out, so it's correct, the language and stuff like that. So it really works. So that is also one thing that wasn't possible before. So she's awesome. She helps me with everything.
That is fantastic. So what do you have coming up for 2016? And I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth, 2016. It's like, gosh, where does the time go? But so what are your plans for 2016, TJ?
Well, I will try to expand my country dreams to... I know country is big in Germany and France. So I will look into especially Germany, I think, to see if I could, you know, get some kind of foothold there, and maybe try to get some gigs this summer. They are 10 times bigger than us. So we're only 9 millions here in Sweden. They are 90 million. So it's quite a big country for being in Europe. Not as big as you guys over there, but. But they're pretty big anyway. So the market should be a little bit better there than here in Sweden. So I will check into that.
How far are you from Germany, TJ?
let's see. We have from Stockholm down to south of Sweden, it's 600 kilometers. And then you have probably more. Say about 1,000 kilometers.
Oh, okay. I have a really good friend who lives in Norway.
Yeah.
In Oslo, Norway. Mm-hmm. And she's really, she's an older lady, but she's just so into music. And she's always going to see venues. I mean, she's quite a bit older. She's probably in her 70s by now. And I get emails from her because she comes over to Seattle, usually every September, so we always get to spend a lot of time, you know, September, October, which is nice weather here at that time. And so I just love her stories, and she's always traveling around Europe and checking out music, and she goes on, I guess, boat cruises where they have lots of music and wine and all kinds of fun stuff. But, yeah, so she's over in Norway.
The country is pretty big in Norway, too. Well, pretty big. It's big in Norway. They have a lot of great artists over there. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, but so I will try to see if I can expand my territory to Norway also, because that is just across the country. So it's just a couple of hours away. So that should be nice
excellent.
To get. Yeah.
I'm going to email my friend over there your information, because she would be really impressed, I think, with who you are and your music. So I'll have to remember to do that today. I'm so excited to talk with you, and so glad you were able to meet me here. What time is it over there right now?
Yeah, thanks. Hey, it's, let's see, we started at p.m. here, so I don't know how
Oh, okay.
Long. We've been talking 20 minutes, so sort of 20 minutes after 8 in the evening.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, TJ, can you let everyone know where they can find you online, like Facebook, Twitter, and your website and everything, so people can kind of check you out and get to know you a little bit like I did?
Yeah, you have. Yeah, absolutely. I have my Facebook page. It's TJ Leonard. If you look for TJ Leonard, you'll find me there. I have my homepage is linked to my... Facebook page. So it's www.tjleonardcountry.com. It will be a page there, but it's linked to my Facebook right now. And on Twitter, you can find me at tjlcountry. tjlcountry. And you can reach me at Reverb Nation. Look for TJ Leonard there. And there are almost all the songs on the album are already there in demo versions.
Wonderful.
And then I have we haven't talked about the video. I have a video to Remember Those Times, the single that are out now. And if you look for TJ Leonard Remember Those Times on YouTube, you can find it there.
Excellent. Lots of good stuff coming up for you, TJ. That's really excellent. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for your wonderful music, and you're just a great guy, too, and it's just been an absolute pleasure to speak with you, TJ. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, and it's been a pleasure for me to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, stay warm over there, and we will be in touch, and again, everybody, this is TJ Leonard, so go online and check him out, because I think you'll really enjoy him.
I appreciate you having me on the show and everything, so thanks.
Oh, my pleasure, TJ. Thank you so much. So that was TJ Leonard, everyone, so you can check him out. Some really, really great music, and I'd like to thank him. And I hope everyone's having a really great weekend, and staying warm wherever you are. And thanks so much, everyone in the chat room, and thanks, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it. So go and have a good day and a good weekend, and we will meet back here again soon. Thanks, everyone. Bye.